Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 179 for Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly weaker amid choppy activity Wednesday morning. Profit-taking on recent advances helped to weigh on prices, as did spillover from the weakness in Chicago soybeans. Canola values were anywhere from 30 cents lower to $2.30 lower. The January contract down that 30 cents at $433.60 per ton. The large U.S. soybean crop and forecast calling for beneficial growing conditions in South America this week also undermine the market. Expectations that large Canadian canola production will increase 2014-15 ending stocks were also bearish. The losses were limited by spillover support from the gains in Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar and solid commercial demand for canola were also underpinning the market. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were weaker amid positioning ahead of the USDA report, due out at 11 Central Time Wednesday morning. Soybean values were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents lower, January down 4 and a quarter cents at $10.45 a bushel. Forecasts calling for beneficial weather for the development of a large South American soybean crop weighed on the market. CONAB estimated the Brazilian bean crop at 95.8 million tons, up from last year's 86.1 million ton crop. Further downward pressure came from the large U.S. crop, though expectations are calling for the USDA to lower 2014-15 domestic ending stocks due to recent strong export demand. Corn futures moved lower as well. Prices were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents lower, March down 2.25 cents at $3.93 a bushel. Expectations that the USDA will up their ending stocks figure for U.S. corn due to a slow overall export pace this year were bearish. Spillover pressure also came from the declines in wheat, though recent steady demand for U.S. corn was supportive. Wheat values were softer, undermined by ideas that the USDA will show large global supplies of wheat in its monthly report later Wednesday morning. The market was trading anywhere from 4 to 6 cents lower, March down 5.5 cents at $5.80 per bushel. Reports that Russian wheat exports aren't going to be disrupted were also undermining values. However, ongoing worries about cold weather reducing global winter wheat production limited the declines. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Taryn Shields.